Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Celine.
Do you have a lot of different interests, Celine?
Yeah, I do. I like singing, reading, watching movies, and how about you?
Oh, well, I like soccer and cricket and rugby.
They are all sports.
Oh yeah, right. Well, I also like acting and reading. The reason we're talking about this is because people are usually interested in or involved with lots of different types of activities.
是啊，派老师很喜欢各种运动，我则是很喜欢读书、看电影。那我们现在讲这些嗜好，就是因为大家通常会有很多种不同的嗜好和兴趣哦。
Now, some of you guys watching might remember that back in March this year, we wrote an article and taught a lesson about a Japanese artist called Naoko Takagi.
Oh, 对，高木直子 Naoko Takagi. 我超级喜欢他的 I remember that.
Well, Takagi is famous as an illustrator, someone who draws pictures.But she has other interests as well. In this two-part article, we're going to find out what they are.
是高木直子啊，是一个很有名的插画家。我们之前的课文说过了。那不过啊，他也有其他的兴趣哦。今天我们要从文章里了解他除了绘画之外，还有什么样的其他的兴趣哦。
Running around the world with Naoko Takagi.
Naoko Takagi runs marathons around the world. Although she isn't a professional athlete, running brings her joy. It allows her to make friends with other runners. They share in one another's pain and encourage each other. She also gets the chance to travel. During a race,She can experience things that many tourists might not see. For example, Takagi ran the Fukushima Marathon after the 2011 Tokyo earthquake. While she was running, she noticed the roads and houses were falling apart. Yet, locals still stood along the path and cheered for the runners.Although Takagi felt pain from seeing their loss, their support touched her heart.
Run power!
Pain. Pain. Don't give up.I know you can push through the pain. Don't give up. I know you can push through the pain. Earthquake. Earthquake. One of the worst earthquakes to strike Taiwan occurred on September 21st, 1999.One of the worst earthquakes to strike Taiwan occurred on September 21st, 1999. Cheer. Cheer. The fans cheered loudly when their team won the game. The fans cheered loudly when their team won the game. Touch.Touch. This girl is so brave. Her story really touched my heart. This girl is so brave. Her story really touched my heart.
The article begins by telling us just what our subject does. Naoko Takagi runs marathons around the world.A marathon, M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N, marathon, is a very long running race, just over 26 miles or 42 kilometers.
Oh, 高木直子他到底有什么样的兴趣呢？原来啊，他跑马拉松 marathon。马拉松是一个长跑的运动，分为全马和半马。那全马的长度规定是 42.195 公里。哦，跑马拉松很需要耐力耶。 And she runs these around the world?
That's right. This means she runs them in many different countries.
Wow, around the world 意思就是全世界，世界各地，就像绕着地球跑这样的感觉。哦，我们也可以说，比如说我们环游世界可以说是 travel around the world.I thought she was an artist, not a runner.
Well, you're right. As the article says, although she isn't a professional athlete, running brings her joy. So she's not a professional athlete. Those two words are spelled professional, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-I-O-N-A-L, professional, athlete, A-T-H-L-E-T-E.Athlete. Now, a professional athlete is someone who does sports for their job, like a tennis player, a soccer player, or a runner.
虽然啊，他不是一个职业运动员，但是跑步带给他很多喜悦哦。我们看到 although 这个字，它的意思是虽然。我们要记得它连接两个子句，使用的时候要记得不要跟 but 放在一起哦。Professional 是形容词，意思是专业的、职业的。而 athlete 这个名词就是运动员的意思哦 professional athlete 就是职业运动员
However, she does enjoy running. The article gives another reason. It allows her to make friends with other runners.
哦，她很享受跑马拉松。文章也就说啦，跑步让她可以跟其他跑者交朋友 make friends. 这个代名词 it 代表着是 running.Allow somebody to do something 意思就是让某人可以做某件事例如我们可以说 This movie allows people to know more about the artist、
mm-hmm.
意思就是这部电影让人们对这名艺术家有更多的认识哦
Well, it's good to run with other people The article explains why They share in one another's pain and encourage each other 加油If you share in something, you share that thing. And we usually use share in to talk about emotions. So you can share in someone's grief, someone's joy, or in this case, someone's pain.
Okay, 我们可以 share in grief, share in joy. 这就是、痛苦啊，然后快乐，我们都可以跟别人分享这样的意思。跟别人一起跑有什么样的好处呢？你可以跟其他人共同分享就是痛苦的经验，然后彼此鼓励。Sharing something 就是共同感受某件事物，例如你可以我们刚刚说 sharing joy 或是 sharing happiness 就是共享快乐的意思咯。
This word pain, P-A-I-N, pain means physical, emotional or mental suffering.
Pain 是名词，就是痛苦的意思。哦，对，不管是身体痛苦还是心灵痛苦，都可以用 pain 来表达。
Here's an example. Don't give up. I know you can push through the pain. Don't give up. I know you can push through the pain.
这句话意思就是别放弃，我知道你可以撑过这个痛苦的。
Here's another reason why Takagi likes to run. She also gets the chance to travel.Of course, she runs marathons around the world.
Yeah, right. 除了可以跟其他跑者交朋友，还有什么其他好处呢？文章里说到，她还有机会去四处旅行，这真的很令人羡慕呢。她可是世界各地去跑马拉松呢。
Well, I don't think I'd like to run when I travel, but it has its good points, as the article explains. During a race, she can experience things that many tourists might not see.A tourist, T-O-U-R-I-S-T, tourist, is a person who travels somewhere for pleasure.
Oh, 比赛的时候啊，可以体验很多其他游客可能看不到的事物。During 是一个介系词，它后面要记得接一段时间。像课文里就是讲比赛期间 ,during a race. 那 experience 这边是动词的用法哦。高木直子可以体验到的是其他 tourist, 也就是游客体验不到的东西。
And here's one thing she saw. For example, Takagi ran the Fukushima Marathon after the 2011 Tokyo earthquake. An earthquake, E-A-R-T-H-Q-U-A-K-E, all one word, earthquake, is a sudden violent shaking of the earth's surface.
Yeah,、所以啊，其中一个例子就是高木直子在2011年东京地震后去跑福岛马拉松。Earthquake 这个字我们台湾人最熟啦。Yeah, Earth 就是土地 Quake 就是震动，所以土地震动，那当然就是地震的意思咯。
Here's an example. One of the worst earthquakes to strike Taiwan occurred on September 21st, 1999. One of the worst earthquakes to strike Taiwan occurred on September 21st, 1999.
对啊，台湾最严重的地震之一就是发生在1999年的921地震了。那真的是一个很可怕的一场地震，我到现在都还记得耶。
Here are some more details on Takagi's experience. While she was running, she noticed the roads and houses were falling apart. To fall apart means that the roads and houses were damaged and broken.
Fall 这个字我们知道是跌倒或是掉下来的意思。那 fall apart 这个片语呢，就是散开啊，支离破碎的意思哦。Roads and houses were falling apart, 就是道路和房屋都崩毁了。While 在这边呢、啊，就跟 when 一样，代表在什么什么的时候这样的意思。整句话意思就是说、啊，他在路跑的时候，注意到道路和房子都支离破碎了。
Well, this was obviously bad for the people who lived there. But, as the article says, yet, locals still stood along the path and cheered for the runners.To cheer, C-H-E-E-R, now this is a verb that means to shout loudly, to show support or praise for somebody, or to give them encouragement. 加油！
加油！就算房子、道路都毁了，那这些居民一定很难过。但是文章里是这么说的哦，尽管如此，当地居民还是站在路边为跑者加油欢呼。Local 这边指的就是当地居民，他们 stand along the path。Stand along the path 就是沿着路边站着。那 cheer for somebody 就是为某人欢呼的意思。加油。
All right, let's use it in a sentence. The fans cheered loudly when their team won the game. The fans cheered loudly when their team won the game.
这句话的意思呢，就是当球队赢得了比赛，他们的球迷啊就大声欢呼。
Now cheer can also be a noun, like the crowd gave a big cheer.It's spelt and pronounced the same way, noun or verb.
这个 cheer 这个字也可以当名词使用哦，拼法和念法都是一样的。Give a big cheer 是大声欢呼的意思哦。
Well, back to the article. Although Takagi felt pain from seeing their loss, their support touched her heart.To touch, T-O-U-C-H, touch, can mean to actually touch a part of the body with yours, like that.
Okay.
But it also can mean to affect someone's emotions, especially by making them feel sympathy or sadness.
Oh, 虽然高木直子看到他们所丧失的东西感到很痛苦，但是他们的支持让他很感动。这边的 touch her heart 不是真的碰到心脏，而是引申让他很感动这样的意思哦。让我们来看一下今天的例句。This girl is so brave. Her story really touched my heart. This girl is so brave. Her story really touched my heart. 这女孩很勇敢，她的故事完完全全的触动了我的心。你知道吗 ？Touch 除了当动词，它的过去式 touched 也可以当形容词使用哦，意思是令人感动的。让我们来看一下它的例句。
We could also say, I'm so touched that you'd go out of your way to help me. I'm so touched that you'd go out of your way to help me.
好，这个意思就是我很感动，你愿意用尽全力帮我。I'm so touched, 这个可以记起来，是很实用的一句话。以后有人问你做什么贴心的事，你就可以说 I am so touched.
Well, that's the end of the first part of the article, so now it's time to end today's lesson.So, do you think you could ever run a marathon, Celine?
Well, probably, but I'll need some training before I really run a marathon. What about you, Pat?
Yeah, not a chance. at least not now or any time in the near future. Like you, I would need to do a lot of training before I could think about something like that. I suppose you should never say never, though.
Ray, 看来我们都是软脚虾哎，需要很多训练才能跑马拉松。不过我们绝不能说绝不，好不好？搞不好、啊、有一天我们就去跑了。
Well, if I was going to do one, I'd definitely try the one at Taroko Gorge, Tailuga. The scenery there is beautiful, so at least I'd have something to look at while I was running.
Wow, Pat 想要在泰鲁格跑马拉松，因为风景很漂亮，跑的时候至少有东西可以看。那 我觉得跑马拉松在泰鲁格定会累死。It will be really challenging.
Yeah, okay, well that's all the time we've got today. But join us again tomorrow for part two of our article about Naoko Takagi and her marathon running habit. Bye for now.
Bye.
What's your New Year's resolution?
What's your New Year's resolution?
Hello everyone, it's Celine here. 新年到了，有个问题一定会被问的，那就是你的新年新希望是什么呢？大概每年都会被问一次吧。那这句话的英文怎么说呢？那就是 What's your New Year's resolution?What's your New Year's resolution? 我们来看看 resolution 这个字。resolution 的意思就是对自己的承诺。在新年许下对自己的承诺，就是我们中文所说的新年新希望。其实立下新年新希望是一种自我激励的方式，我们就可以把这个希望写下来，铭记在心，然后提醒自己今年的目标是什么。那如果你要告诉别人你立下了什么样的新年新希望，你就可以说 make a New Year's resolution， make a New Year's resolution。例如我今年初许下的新年新希望啊，就是要瘦5公斤，我就可以说I made a New Year's resolution to lose 5 kilograms this year. I made a New Year's resolution to lose 5 kilograms this year. 如果不是新年下的决定，我们就可以把 New Year's 拿掉，就可以直接说 I made a resolution to lose 5 kilograms this year. 最后我们来复习一遍今天的句子。What's your New Year's resolution?新年还没来，赶快想想你明年要许什么样的新年新希望吧。See you next time. Bye bye.
What's your New Year's resolution?
What's your New Year's resolution?
Chit chat.
I'll finish it soon.
I'll finish it early.
哪个比较早完成呢？
Both soon and early have to do with time, and that is why students get confused easily when using them. Soon usually relates to the time when one is talking or writing. It means not long in the future from now, or within a short time.
没有错， soon 当作副词的时候呢，就有这个不久或者很快怎么样的意思哦，所以呢 soon 呢就是表示在讲话的那时候算起的不久的将来或不久的未来哦。比方像是如果你要祝别人 get better soon， 就是早日康复，可能在讲话的时候呢，这个病人还在生病的时候，你希望呢他可以在这个不久的未来呢快一点好起来的意思啦。
On the other hand, early, when used as an adverb, refers to before the usual or expected time. So, for example, if you normally get up at 10 a.m., but you got up at 8 a.m. this morning, then you could say, I woke up early this morning.
所以 early 当作副词呢，则是比预期或是预定的时间提前、提早的意思哦。相反词为 late, 晚或是迟的意思。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
So I'll finish it soon 是表示会很快就完成了，而 I'll finish it early 则是表示会比预期要完成的日子提前完成。所以呢，其实两者强调的重点不同哦，但是你也不知道说话的人的 soon 是多快，还有 early 它本来预期完成的日期为何，是无法得知确切的完成时间，也不知道哪一个比较快哦。
Running Around the World with Naoko Takagi.
Naoko Takagi runs marathons around the world. Although she isn't a professional athlete, running brings her joy. It allows her to make friends with other runners. They share in one another's pain and encourage each other.She also gets the chance to travel. During a race, she can experience things that many tourists might not see. For example, Takagi ran the Fukushima Marathon after the 2011 Tokyo earthquake. While she was running, she noticed the roads and houses were falling apart. Yet, locals still stood along the path and cheered for the runners. Although Takagi felt pain from seeing their loss, their support touched her heart. Pain. Pain. Don't give up. I know you can push through the pain. Don't give up. I know you can push through the pain. Earthquake. Earthquake. One of the worst earthquakes to strike Taiwan occurred on September 21, 1999. One of the worst earthquakes to strike Taiwan occurred on September 21, 1999. Cheer. Cheer. The fans cheered loudly when their team won the game. The fans cheered loudly when their team won the game. Touch. Touch. This girl is so brave. Her story really touched my heart. This girl is so brave. Her story really touched my heart.